Well, summer is just around the corner, and of course you might have already started to think about maybe getting into shape or getting back into shape as the warmer weather approaches. And for a lot of us, losing that weight from our waist is probably going to be the biggest challenge. But the good news is our resident life coach, Sally Thibault, joins me now to tell us why that area is so hard to lose weight from, but most importantly, what you can do to shift it. Always good to be chatting with you, Sally.
George, thank you for having me, Tim.
Let's talk about this whole belly fat, waist fat issue. Why is it that we tend to store fat in that area?
A really interesting question, isn't it? And yes, you know, I think for many people, they're calling it COVID kilos. You know,
right.
Kilos are kind of crept on a little bit. But actually, for many people, is caused by low-grade anxiety. That's why it's gone on. So the difference between it's subcutaneous and visceral fat. So subcutaneous is kind of a softer, gentler, you know, just kind of hangs over the belt a little bit. You don't particularly worry about that. That's just, you know, you might have had a couple of weeks where you haven't kind of stuck to your healthy eating program, and that's fine. The focus is on what we call visceral belly fat. And visceral fat is important for us to focus on because it's been linked to diseases such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and some cancers. And the thing about visceral fat, there's four actual reasons to lay down visceral fat. One is long-term poor diet. The second is lack of exercise. The third, and perhaps probably most important, is stress. And the fourth is lack of sleep.
Let's stick with diet and exercise for a moment, though, because obviously that is key for most of us.
Yep.
Sorts of things that we should be thinking about, particularly coming up to this time of year, if we're wanting to shed a kilo or two.
Number one, let's talk about diet first of all. Don't diet. That's the number one thing, because studies have shown dieting puts the body under stress. And when the body's under stress, we create cortisol, which is our stress hormone. And when we have too much cortisol, and that's where over this kind of whole COVID thing, a lot of people feeling this low-grade anxiety, our cortisol levels are higher. So by being stressed, by putting body under more stress, you're actually creating that visceral fat because that's what the hormones in the body, cortisol and adrenaline, are designed to do.
So if we're not dieting, Sally, then what is it that we're doing? It's just healthy eating?
Healthy eating. So things like avocados, good quality fats like olive oil, good fish, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains where you can, and staying away from processed foods, fried foods, and foods with high sugar content. Now, there's nothing wrong with having them occasionally, but anything with the trans fat in it or high sugar is going to impact on that visceral belly fat.
Okay, so let's talk about exercise. If we want to take this up a notch and maybe lose a couple of kilos over the next few months, what's the best thing to do with regards to exercise?
Most people exercise way too much. You don't need to do an hour of exercise. You just don't. Because the science is now showing you can do a 20-minute walk and add two lots of what we call HIT, high-intensity interval training. In other words, you go for a walk and for 20 seconds you go as fast as you can, whether that's a walk between two lampposts or it's a jog or a run, whatever you do. And then come back and do some resistance-type exercises like push-ups, squats, lunges, anything that's building that muscle mass. What helps with visceral fat is actually increasing muscle mass.
And look, just finally, because you mentioned earlier losing weight, sure, diet, exercise, all of that helps. But when it comes to the visceral fat, it's more about, you know, the lowering the stress and the other things in it, the other factors in our life. So let's talk about that. When you talk about a holistic approach, what are the sorts of things can we add to the mix to ensure that we're doing our best part in losing this weight around our middle?
Sleep is a number one factor in visceral fat, but getting a good night's sleep. And because when you get a good night's sleep, we've got two hormones that regulate our appetite. One is ghrelin, which tells us when we're hungry, and leptin, which is the hormone that kicks in when we're full. However, when we don't get enough sleep, there's about a 15% difference in how those two hormones work. The other thing about it is the cortisol levels often rise when you're tired and cranky and not feeling good. We tend to reach for foods that are high sugar and high carbohydrate just to make us feel better, kind of take the edge off it or need a bit of a kick. And so a really good night's sleep is important. The other thing, which I think is a really interesting, is there was a study done talking about what we call dispositional mindfulness. And dispositional mindfulness is the ability to live in the present moment and be very mindful of your emotions. What you want to think of with visceral fat is releasing stress, being in the prism. It's an actual, you know, number. It's about, I think, about an eight-pronged approach to it. It's not just about food. It's not just about exercise. It's actually whole body approach to this, and that includes stress, sleep, mindfulness, exercise in the proper way.
Some really great thoughts there with regards to getting ready for summer. And if you'd like to find out more about this subject, you can check out Sally's website for details, sallytebault.com.au. Tebault is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallytebault.com.au. As always, Sally, great stuff. Thank you so much for that. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tim.